We weren't good enough with our money to all be bankers. So we hopped onto podcast and made Broken Anchor.
Welcome to the Broken Anchor Podcast. It is Monday, November 30th, 2020.
You're getting way too good at that.
Hey, listen, I'm getting in stride here. This is episode 28, I think. Yeah, I've got like four or five of them in a row now. Yeah. Ben, how are we feeling, man? Did anything interesting happen in your life this week that I need to know about?
The like entire family met the girlfriend for the first time.
Oh yeah,
so that was fun.
So let's okay. How did Thanksgiving go? Walking through the day, what happened?
It was good. I mean, okay. We got there a little bit before like the rest of the people got there, you know, nice. So she could meet people in like waves instead of, you know, we didn't want to be the last ones there. And then it's like
a conveyor belt of people.
Yeah. It was good.
That's good.
How was Arkansas?
Well, that's what, like, when I first met Emily's whole family, it was at her grandma's birthday. And her family is like just gigantic. So like I got thrown into the deep end pretty quickly of
that's
like
terrible.
Met like 80 names in one day. But
wow.
No, Arkansas was fun. So Emily read the ad on the last podcast. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was good.
And we actually recorded after that. We recorded like 17 minutes of audio of just us like talking.
Mm-hmm.
And because she's always said like, oh, like what if I started a podcast? Like what if I did, you know, this and this? But she like every time I say like, okay, yeah, let's actually do it. She's like, it's like no, I don't really. No, like I got no. So I just said like, what if? Okay, there's no pressure on putting any of this out. Let's just sit down. I'll turn the microphone on and we'll just talk. She's like, fine, whatever. We just talked for 17 minutes and. I was like, okay, if I put like the best minute of this together on Twitter, if I show it to you beforehand, is that okay? And she goes, sure, fine, whatever. So I've been thinking about putting that out. So
should be fun.
Good week overall. Our guests are, I'm excited. We had a good talk.
Probably overdue to have both of them on.
Yeah, like, we've never had Andy on.
Yeah, no, we haven't.
That's pretty crazy to think.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we had Andy and Cap on, the Roblob podcast team. Our sports podcast, sports/college basketball.
Yeah, I feel like we're now both sports at this point. But we'll talk about more than just college basketball, which is what they mainly focus on.
Exactly. I think the way I kind of look at it is that we're like comedy one, sports two. They're sports one, comedy two.
Yeah. Yeah. Which before we get into, I don't know how this didn't come up in our conversation with them.
Yeah.
We need to talk about Nate Robinson getting knocked the fuck out by Jake Paul.
Was he unconscious?
Yes. That man was dead.
Oh my god. I did not see. So did you watch it live?
No. I just saw, so like I saw they were fighting like on Twitter or whatever, and then like I kind of forgot about it, and I like didn't check Twitter for like an hour or something like that. And I got back on and I just saw the video and I'm like, oh my god, you just hear Snoop Dogg in the back. Oh lord.
Yeah, I saw that. Dude, it was, I like the highlights of it, literally, like remember like in Creed when he gets just knocked out cold? It was that clip.
Dude, I don't know. Okay, so did you see that entire sequence when he got knocked down and then like got back up and then like they let him fight again and got, then that's when he got knocked out?
Oh, I didn't know that he got knocked out before that.
Yeah, so, like, he gets knocked down, lays there, stands up at, like, 8, which I'm pretty sure he was not.
At that point.
Yeah. Like, they shouldn't have. So he stands up.
Well, wait a minute. But I know, like, there are a lot of boxers who will stay on one knee just to, like, catch their breath a little bit. Was that what that was? Or was
It was pushing it. He was pushing it. So he gets up, and the ref's like, are you okay? Like, I need to make sure you're okay. Like, whatever. He's like, I'm good. And you see this camera angle right at his face, like, when he's getting ready to go back in, like, towards Jake Paul. That man was not good. He should not have been allowed to fight, because you saw what happened not 10 seconds later. He just gets knocked out. He, like, cold. He should
and
not.
By the way, it wasn't like a wind-up huge punch either.
It was a pretty big punch.
Yeah, but it wasn't, like, full-on. It was a solid punch.
I wouldn't have wanted to take that punch.
I mean, hey, listen, I feel, I don't know. It didn't seem like a full-on knockout punch. But
I don't know. But also, Nate Robinson was, like I said, he was not in the right state of mind. They should not have let him fight after he got knocked down the first time.
Yeah.
But
that's crazy.
Shout out to him for going out there and, you know.
Well, because isn't Jake Paul, like, the Pauls, like, wrestled, actually, right?
Yeah, and they were, like, good.
Yeah.
Like, everybody thinks that they're, like, oh, just these YouTubers, like, they're soft, like, whatever. No, like, they were, like, competitive, like, not necessarily, like, boxing, but they were, like, athletes.
Yeah.
Like, state, I don't know if they won state championships, but they went to, like, state, I'm pretty sure, for wrestling. So, they're, like, athletes. Yeah. They were good at what they do.
Yeah.
So.
If you look at how they're built, too, it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're built like wrestlers.
Yeah, I mean, broad shoulders, like, just, yeah, there's some strong human beings. I'm not going to.
Yeah. And then Logan Paul might fight Floyd. Is that happening?
There's no way.
that would be crazy.
Floyd would need to get, like, $300 million or something.
Yeah, Floyd would need to bankrupt Logan and say, if you beat me, you can have that money back.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. That whole sequence was wild. And then, like, what is Nate Robinson doing boxing?
I think he wanted to be like, oh, yeah, like, these YouTubers suck. Like, they aren't actual athletes. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, trying to be like, oh, yeah, NBA is cool.
Yeah. We're real athletes over here. Yeah, don't mess with us. Whatever. Nate Robinson's.
He was getting clowned so much on Twitter.
I mean, like, rightfully so.
People were like, yeah, we need to take away his dunk contest championships. Like, he does not represent the NBA.
All right, you want to get to let's get to the Roblox boys, and then we'll see you guys on the other side.
Let's do it. That.
We have two very esteemed guests on the show today, Ben.
I think this is the collaboration of the year.
This is, yeah, we need to, this is like, you put like BA and then like an X and then like you make it very like artsy and like, yeah, new age. Yeah.
So yes, it'll be your job to figure out before your new job starts tomorrow.
Yeah. So we have, it is the Roblox boys. It is Andy and Cap on the show. Boys, we got a lot of college basketball to get to. How are we doing? How are we feeling? We're a day into college basketball. A couple of days in now. Are we excited? Where are we right now?
Horny, 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 horny.
You know what? Let's actually start there. What did you guys think of the shirts?
I actually liked them. I love how we have different shirts for different every fan base. Love it. You guys went all out on that.
You guys single-handedly killed abstinence, and I am not sad about that at all.
Right.
The real question is, Joe, did anybody buy them?
So, nobody bought those shirts. We did have our most traffic to, like, we got the most traffic to the site. That we
nobody bought them. Ever. But people looked at them.
And so I did that on purpose, because I put the horny shirts at the bottom of the page. So that people would have to scroll past everything.
Love it. God, that's beautiful.
See,
marketing genius.
Now, Joe, my card did get declined. So I was going to – I bought like 15, but it got declined. So I'm waiting for the funds to come through, but don't – I'm going to make up for that.
I think I sent it in the group me of like – I listen, no one's going to buy a shirt that says horny on it. Like this just – who would do that? But like we got – listen, we got a lot of engagement on Twitter. We did – like I think it was a net positive in the end of the game. That's what I'm taking away.
I would agree with that because, I mean, it got people talking, got people excited about basketball.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it just gave a shout out to the brand, got people to at least visit the site.
Stay exactly. Positive, test negative.
There you go. I love that. We would put that on a shirt. That's a better
shirt. At Ron Jostein.
Does anybody know who that guy is, by the way?
I thought I had a chance until he said Dan Hurley the overrated, and I was like, I have no fucking clue anymore.
I was a UConn fan.
I did. It did sound a little bit UConn. Like his stuff does sound a little bit UConn stuff.
I have no idea anymore.
College basketball is so back. I was in Arkansas for the week, and I literally all of like Wednesday, which was the first day of college basketball, I talked to Emily. I was like, listen, you just got to give me a couple of hours here. Let me just sit down. Let me just take it in, watch some basketball. Okay. Let me just get into it. Let me just get into my right state of mind here. And she was like,
that's what I told my boss.
Yeah, exactly. Overall takeaways, what do we think? First kind of almost week of college basketball. What are we thinking so far?
Go get it. Chaos.
Whoa. One at a time. One at a time.
It was just good to see ball, man. Like 3 months ago, I would have never predicted we were going to get anything. So I'm just taking it one day at a time, and I'm just thankful for every game we get.
Right.
And to me, it's the sleeping giant that is San Francisco is the story of the week.
Listen, mid-major blue blood. People don't talk.
Bill Russell's hype. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Bill Russell's stoked. Drew Timmy alert. We also got our boy from who's our boy, Andy, with the shaved sides and the mullet?
Dude, I don't know his fucking name,
Pepe
but he had
or something like
hair.
That. Dude's a G.
Did you see this, dude?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
he is rough. Like my hair on the sides, full on Billy Ray Cyrus perm style in the back.
He's like Andy, but without the 1/3 mohawk pushed out.
It's one of those haircuts where it's like this dude. There had to be a lost bet. Something had to happen. This cannot be like an independent choice here.
He did not do this himself.
No, like this was not like he did not walk into a barbershop and say, "You know what I feel like today? Give me the mohawk mullet."
It's gonna be a thing, bro. People are gonna walk into the barbershop. Give me the Pepe. Say less, Pepe. Gotcha.
But yeah, man, we did have a little bit of mayhem going on right off the bat, which is so college basketball, and it like got us right into it. So first of all, we had San Francisco taking Virginia. Scoring more than 50 points on them and figuring out how to win a game. Is the blueprint out of Virginia is you just actually – you have to score more than 55 points and you'll win the ball game.
Well, I heard Mick Cronin say that Virginia's defense was terrible. He said the defense was the problem for Virginia.
Did he actually say that?
No, yeah, but he said the defense was the problem for UCLA when they scored 58 points.
Mick Cronin probably. Some people need three overtimes for Pepperdine. It couldn't be me, but some people need it.
Oh, that's tough.
I think my story of the week, though, is Jason Preston. Because he, just like Andy, tweeted his D1 scholarship into existence and then drops 31 on a top 10 team in the country.
Just like me. I did the same thing.
He scored less points in high school per game than Andy Picarillo. And he scored 31 points on the number 8 team in the country.
Here's the thing. Like, I scored over 5 times the amount of points he did my senior year.
Let's get a little peaked in high school, though. Andy, what was your stat line? What did you average in high school?
Honestly, I have no fucking clue.
How many times did you slap the floor a game?
What?
How many times did you slap the floor per game?
Dude, I didn't play defense. I was the self-proclaimed worst defender in the state.
Give me a scouting report on like a high school Andy pick. What do I take away if I'm guarding you? What do I do?
You just beg for mercy. Like, daddy's home. No, Andy Pick was a volume shooter. There was one, and he had a very bad turnover problem. His one double-double was 14 points, 10 turnovers.
Were you allowed to dribble? Like, did Coach let you dribble, like, for real?
He did. It just made him – I was not allowed to bring the ball up.
The shooting sleeve was dope, though, bro. You were rocking that sleeve.
The patterned shooting sleeve is an incredible – Ben, you've seen this picture.
Oh, right? Yeah, I saw the picture. Oh.
That's a pick.
Awesome pick.
Hell of a name.
Hey, me and Ben had a nice little intramural team in high school. So the trick is, listen to this, boys. The trick is you just get a short, small girl who doesn't really play sports at all or anything like that. Or Shelby played softball.
Yeah. So,
okay. But never played basketball before. And just stick her on the block because people feel bad, like, blocking her shot. So Shelby had a couple of games. She was averaging, like, 12 a game. So you just get her down on the block and just get laughs every time.
I love it. I was like coach of the year right there.
Hey, listen, we didn't win many other games, but I
don't think we won any games.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've won
Chinese chess.
I think I've won three rec games in my entire life, like since like in my adulthood. Yeah. I've played like 4 years.
Yeah, it feels real good though. If you pop up and win one every once in a while,
I think in college we won like one intramural basketball game, but we were the volleyball champions. So I volleyball mean, wild. We won something. We got a T-shirt.
Volleyball or volleyball?
What?
Good point. That's a good distinction.
Yeah, is it volleyball or volleyball, Ben?
Volleyball.
Volleyball. Mm. Okay.
So the German version of volleyball.
So this guy from USF speaking his D1 scholarship into existence. Seeing his picture, I didn't actually sit down and watch that game, but seeing his picture, I was like, oh, that explains the entire game. Like, that explains everything.
This he literally dude put just his, got he put his highlight film on Twitter and got a D1 scholarship.
Yeah, like this dude just went off for a game.
It just showed me what I did wrong.
Andy, he was on the C team. He went to prep school and played on the C team, not even the fucking B team. What a fucking G, dude.
Hey, Zach Sweetie played on the he's the walk-on, and we had him on. He played on the, I think, the C team for his prep school.
At the D1 school, no.
It doesn't matter that he's a walk-on. It doesn't matter that he's a walk-on. How about where he's on the team.
He goes to the layup lines. Yeah. He has to get tested for COVID every week.
Yeah. He practices. He wears the jersey. He's on the team.
You know what they call the guy in med school that got the worst grades?
Doctor.
A doctor.
Yep.
Damn. Or, you know what my biggest takeaway from college basketball is so far?
What was your biggest takeaway from college basketball, Ben?
A-10 is the best conference. That's.
You don't want to have this argument with me.
Rich, what?
Rich, what?
Richmond was one of those games that before the season, I think a lot of people had on their list of like things to watch out for, things to, you know, the Richmond, Kentucky, this might get a little touchy, COVID things, and sure enough, Richmond wins the ball game, and now all we have to hear for the next week is the A-10's back, and Xavier shouldn't have left, and you guys, we're Power 6 conference now.
Is the A-10 better than the Big East?
Some random in Tennessee won't think so.
When is Fordham going to the Big East, boys?
We need
that New York market.
Yeah.
Where even is Fordham? Where is Fordham in
somewhere
New York?
New York.
What's a Fordham?
Yeah. Who is Fordham?
When is Duquesne going to the Big East?
Duquesne's a good one.
And my favorite thing is Dayton can't lose a game if they don't actually ever play a game. So,
good point.
I mean, we're still undefeated. Like for good the point. End of last season, you know, haven't lost a play, point. Haven't lost a game in regulation in like over a year at this point. I mean, best team
so,
in the country.
Wait, with that, you have not lost without Obi Toppin. So was Obi Toppin the problem?
Oh man, I don't know.
People are talking.
Was it just a one man?
Wow.
Show? Was it maybe not a team.
He just too Obi much. Toppin. He yeah. held the team back.
Not a team guy, but. Listen, the A-10 win of that game,
it was predictable as hell.
Yes. UK usually doesn't figure it out until a couple of games in just because all their players are like 8 years old and they just got on campus yesterday and they're all going to the NBA tomorrow. Like, it takes them a couple of games every time. So when they bring Richmond to Rupp Arena, it's like, all right,
it's Richmond's the perfect kind of game.
Yeah, they always have that fuck up against a smaller school. Like, yeah. John Wall's first game, they beat Miami, Ohio by 2 on a buzzer beater.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, it always happens like that. But Richmond was just the better team today. Like, they're more experienced. They're a good team. They're a good team to begin with, and they have more experience.
The average age is probably 18 and a half to 24, though, for those teams. It's insane. Yeah. It's really fucking wild. Like, how much older Richmond.
Richmond's got a bunch of grown men on that team. Yeah.
We got grown men over here.
but what
game is?
What?
I am pissed off that they did not play that game in Richmond, Kentucky. It is 15 minutes away from Lexington.
Missed opportunity.
What are we doing?
Right there.
Could have done it.
Someone get the athletic department from Kentucky on the phone. What are we doing here?
Like, you could have made history.
I know where Coach Cal lives. I'll go to his house tonight. I'm in Lex right now.
Coach Cal with his all of his NBA jerseys that all of his players had in the background that are just conveniently set up there with his camera. Right.
But what he does not have is the plaque saying he played Richmond in Richmond, Kentucky.
He doesn't have that.
Major
also, doesn't have a Xavier Invitational Championship.
He does not.
No.
He does not.
Only the elite have that.
Yeah. We'll get to Xavier in a minute. But the Richmond, Kentucky thing, I knew it was coming, and now that it's here, people like Ben are just going to just make my life miserable for the next week. I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all. Marcus, too, because Marcus is UD, too. So, this is going to be terrible for all of us. What do you mean? What?
What's his last name?
Marcus. He doesn't want his last name revealed to the people. That's what he said. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Because gambling's a little taboo. That's what he said.
Oh, yeah. It's like you need your name on the dial, though. You're basically the FBI if you're a degenerate gambler.
Right. Yeah, he sent me a thing. He sent me a thing, like, right before he got on. He's like, hey, man, I don't want to use my last name. I was like...
Just create, like, a fake name.
Well, I think it's Marcus Lodge on all of his stuff. So I think it's, like, the first syllable. So we'll give him that. But
fair enough.
But, yeah, man, Richmond, Kentucky happened. San Francisco, Virginia happened. And then last night, Virginia Tech made all of our dreams come true. The first game of the year, GQJ doesn't quite have it together. What a terrible shame for the Wildcats to go down in such an incredible basketball game to watch.
You know what the issue was? He wasn't dressed like a mafia guy.
I was thinking the same thing.
He what?
You're not Bob Huggins. Put a fucking suit on.
He needs the hair slick back, the $3 million suit. He needs to look like he's part of the mafia.
And dude, he literally gave the refs a noogie, dude. He said, bro, we're going to fucking overtime, bro. Get your ass over here. I'm GQJ. We're going to goddamn overtime, and you're going to like it.
It's just incredible.
He put their heads in a fucking toilet.
Yeah, so like I was driving home from Arkansas, and I was just like, it was one of those things. So I was just refreshing the GameCast every time I stopped the car.
You're supposed to be driving, bro.
Huh?
You're supposed to be driving.
Yeah, I would stop whenever I had to get gas.
The amount of times that Joe says that he's driving somewhere and then still proceeds to text or tweet or something is incredible.
Yeah, that's like a 10-hour drive?
Yeah.
What the fuck's in Arkansas?
My fiance. I found out that's about it. That's all
I can't name one city in Arkansas, I'm not gonna lie to you. Other than Little Rock.
Pine Bluff.
So we were in this town like 20 to 30 minutes outside Little Rock. We were in Conway, Arkansas. And dude, so Emily lives right off campus at the University of Central Arkansas, the alma mater of
Scottie Pippen.
There you go. So the Bears, so we walked by the football field. Okay, listen to this. The Bears have a purple and gray football field. Every 5 yards is purple and gray. I don't understand how you could play a football game in your right state of mind
sucking
on a
Boise
purple
State.
And gray football field. Yeah, they looked at Boise State's field and they were like, watch this.
Bitch, hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Yeah.
The Blues played out.
Yeah, so but yeah, that's about it. That's in Arkansas, but
I love it.
So I was sitting there trying to figure out if this Villanova Virginia Tech game's over with, but I the Virginia Tech social media afterwards, like their like that picture they had with the Savage thing.
That was hysterical.
I loved it. How good has the social media been, especially like Xavier, for example, like beating fucking Bradley, like in a game that we should have kicked their ass, and we get lucky as shit, and then there's just 80 pictures of Kiki Tandy in the mentions,
and we talk shit no matter what.
It's so stupid, but I love it.
I think a lot of schools now are starting to kind of realize like, oh, like most of the college audience, they're on Twitter when they're watching the game. So maybe let's hire a social media intern. Maybe let's up the game a little bit.
This guy ratioed the Villanova basketball Twitter account with a picture of, like, you got beat by Mike White with his like face like lasered out, bro. I was fucking dying, dude. That Virginia coach is fucking hilarious. A Virginia Tech coach, chillest dude on the planet. He's so chill.
The biggest thing, the biggest takeaway from that game being the social media picture afterwards, Virginia Tech with the Villanova picture on it, like the picture of the Wildcat, that being the biggest storyline from that game was made it all.
Crossing out the Fortune 500 company thing. So good.
Crashed.
And like this is supposed to be like Jay Wright's year that he becomes like
they're
one
back
of the greatest at, like yeah like this is like his best team ever.
They don't
this
look good
like yeah but I think it was one of those things where it's like it's you know it's basketball at the end of the day is if you can't make any shots you can't win the basketball game.
And they have a lot of dudes coming to
the make shots offense.
Why don't more coaches run the make shots offense, Joe? I don't get it. Do you run the miss shots offense when you can run the make shots offense? I don't understand.
It is one of my favorite things ever when like a college commentator is like, well, what do they need to do to second half like and stuff like that?
Make
like,
shots.
Well, hey, listen, they gotta make shots.
Right? This team just looks better when the ball's going to the basket. Right, you are.
They gotta settle down and make some shots.
Make shots, win the boards, play defense.
Yeah. Well, it's like that interview. Like for like a few years ago where they asked him, like, how did you let the other team out rebound you? And he's like, well, they jumped up and they grabbed the ball more times than we did.
The Baylor guy.
Those Corian Prince.
Yeah.
The Baylor.
Go to jail, out rebound Baylor. Well, they jumped up, grabbed the ball with two hands, pulled down. That's considered a rebound. They got more of those than we did.
That was pretty good.
Oh my god. Imagine how pissed off you have to be going into that press conference, too. Oh, and then on top of that, you get that question. You're like,
the stupid question like that.
Screw off, bro. I think Villanova is going to be okay. I think it was just one of those nights where that offense is very pressed on the perimeter and ball movement and stuff like that and making shots. And
is Jay Wright on the hot seat?
Jay Wright is on the hot seat. I'm saying it right now.
Hey, listen, are the Sixers just picked up Doc Rivers? So Jay Wright.
Yeah, he should have took that Sixers job while he had the chance.
But yeah, man, Villanova losing that Louisville Seton Hall was a pretty good one too. Just a lot of good college basketball.
Ball don't lie though. You seen that Zach Fremantle fucking goal? Ball don't lie though.
Zach Fremantle's voice. So, Ben, dude, do you know who Zach Fremantle is?
No idea.
Okay, he was so born in Rucker Park, bro. I will take to the bank that he was delivered in Rucker Park.
So, Ben, Zach Fremantle is going to be the newest. He's going to be the villain of the Big East until he leaves Xavier. Does he play the five?
Yeah, the five for Xavier.
So played at Rucker Park like growing up the whole time, which for anybody who doesn't know is like a very tough park in Brooklyn,
New York. Yeah, New York, yeah. New York.
It's like street ball stuff, and like he tough guy talks a lot of trash stuff like that. And
his voice is dope as shit.
His voice is light. His voice is so high for his size.
It's wild.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
this man got a technical foul for saying something. And then, like, 5 minutes later, slaps the backboard and gets a second technical.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. On a fast break, alley-oop against Toledo.
So, just a lot of great college basketball. So the other thing to talk about, too, is I think going into this year, The Big Ten's probably the best conference in the country. Are we all probably in agreement there?
I mean, the WCC has just beat Virginia.
If it had won a championship since 1950, I would probably agree with you. It's deep.
The Big Ten's so loaded, though.
I think Gonzaga is by far and away the best team in the country. After the first weekend, just watching them, they look really good.
No question.
Like, they look really good.
I said yesterday on Roblob that the only competition Gonzaga has through the first week is Villanova. They're the only team that looks ready to compete, and then Villanova goes and loses to Virginia Tech 2 hours later.
Yeah.
So it's Gonzaga now. That's it.
Yeah. I think it's just going to be one of those things where, like, Gonzaga is going to do what they do every single year, and they're just going to win a million games, and then, like, no one's going to know anything really about how good they are until the end of the year when they have to play actual teams in March Madness. But
they had to play Kansas, and they won by, like, what, 10, 15 or something?
They can pop up and win one of those games, and then they can just go off and play. Like, the rest of their non-conference schedule is they play nobody else for the whole rest of the year.
What's tough about Gonzaga is they typically do have one of the toughest non-conference schedules out there. They play really tough non-conference games. They earn the respect.
Well, of course they do. You have two games against St. Mary's, and that's it.
And St. Mary's is not a good basketball team this year.
They do that. They have to. They do it. So they earn the respect. But what can lose preparation is kind of like the same thing they had with that might have happened with Dayton last year if there was a tournament, was they went a month and a half, 2 months without playing anybody relevant. So they got into the habit of beating up on everybody. So that's one thing that could hold Gonzaga back, is they might forget how to play in tough games.
True.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you look at the rest of their roster, if you look at the rest of their non-conference schedule, I think their best game left on their non-conference is Idaho. I gotta check that again, but I think it's Idaho.
Vandals are tough. Oh. It's an up year for the Vandals.
You never know.
I've been one for years.
You never know in college basketball, but
sleeping on Pepperdine, by the way.
But I do think going in, I think the best conference in the country is the Big Ten. I think they're gonna be loaded. People are saying that this dude Kofi Cockburn. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Yeah.
It's like a cook. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently it's Cockburn, but no, of course it is spelled Cockburn.
Why would it not be Cook?
It's Cockburn. I need to go get that checked out. My Cockburns.
Andy, a cook.
A cock.
But he's getting Baby Shaq names right now. Like he's getting that name attached to him.
Davis.
Iwu Desunmu, is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, you got it.
Who's that? Did I nail it? I feel like I nailed it.
Navy recruited him hard. Yeah.
Almost got him. Mm-hmm. Almost got him.
Yep.
Is now, you know, one of the best wings in the country. And Illinois is going to be loaded. I think they're probably the most equipped to win a national championship. I think Wisconsin, with their old white people, are just going to figure out how to play. Like Brad Davison in his 11th year at Wisconsin. He's just going to be the best, like, Wisconsin. Wisconsin's going to piss everybody off, as per usual.
They piss me off every time I look at him.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers.
He might be the most hated player in college basketball this year.
Is he still there?
What year is he in?
He's been a senior for, like, 5 years now.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I swear he played in that 2016 game. I swear he was there.
His Gator jump sucks.
You might be right. He might have been a freshman. He might have been a senior that year, honestly.
I think so. Redshirt senior.
Yeah, redshirt senior. Illinois and Wisconsin are the two, I think, kind of most talked about teams in the Big Ten. And then at number three is this team sitting in Iowa City. Who people are saying, like, Luka Garza, like, they're bringing all five starters back. Iowa. They're bringing all five starters back. Luka Garza is one of the best players in the country. I think they're frauds. They can't play any defense.
Why play defense when you have to make shots offense?
Hey, listen. If you put up 100 points a game in college basketball, that's fine. But when you have to depend on that, what are we doing here?
I'm pretty sure like they'll have the Lou Arenado strategy of defense where we just don't play anybody, and we do just don't play defense and hope the offense can outscore.
Boys, not UMass, but UMass Lowell took Ohio State to the freaking brink today. Really? UMass Lowell.
They shot the hell out of the ball.
They like, do actually have a logo on ESPN, though, believe it or not.
Interesting.
It was a one-point game with 4 minutes left.
So they're a real school.
Real
school. Yeah. They do exist. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been wild. It's been funny watching, like, sub, like, 200 teams win, like, 89 to 12. Like, yeah. Appalachian State beat some school, like, legit, like, 89 to 30. Yeah, Appalachian State.
Like, 109 to 20.
What?
Bad.
Yeah, they beat some, like, charter college.
I think in women's basketball, South Carolina beat somebody, like, 119 to 7.
I saw that shit.
Is that correct?
There was, like 130 to 19.
Yeah.
There's ass kickings and there's women's basketball ass kickings.
Dude.
It's next level.
Women's basketball games either going, like, 8 overtimes and the best game you could ever see, or the other, you win, like, 100 to 0.
Right.
Yeah, it was 119 to 38.
There's South Carolina. Job of being a women's college basketball bracketologist because the seed that's supposed to win wins every single game.
Yeah,
every single game. There's like two upsets a year. There's like two upsets a year.
You have three contenders every year. Like, so you have South Carolina, UConn, and then sometimes a mixture of Notre Dame, Stanford, Baylor sometimes in there.
Well, like Mississippi State or something random like that.
Mississippi State is really good.
Notre Dame. Baylor.
I think Stanford's really good. Did we say Stanford? So that was our women's college basketball.
Just everything I said.
Xavier. And the last two decades, UConn has 11 championships in women's basketball.
So if you're ranked sixth in women's basketball, you don't have a chance.
Right. It's worse than college football playoff. If you're not in the top five, you're done.
I'm pretty sure
the number 7 team in the country will lose by 30 to the number 1 team in the country.
Oakland basketball team has a higher chance at a national championship than the number 7 team in women's college basketball.
It's true. Shouts to UC football.
Yeah. Oh, RIP, man. That's a shame.
Rest in power.
Cincinnati's not going to get a chance to play for a national championship.
Hey, who knows what happens with all this COVID stuff,
They're
man.
They're going to be like UCF.
Ohio State's not even
going
to make it anymore.
And claim a championship.
Is Ohio State going to miss the playoff?
They might. If they have one more game and they have COVID right now.
Well, so what I saw is that it depends. So the whole 6 games thing can be readjusted if the average amount of games played within the entire conference is below 6 or something for each team. Yeah. So like if it's like 5.99 or something, it rounds down to 5. Like something like weird. Yeah.
I would love the anarchy of Ohio State playing 5 games, making the championship over UCU plays 11. I would just love that.
So ridiculous. I still stand by the theory. So I think 2 episodes ago, me and Ben said, let 8 teams in for 1 year. Just do it for 1 year.
I said that.
Yeah.
Like, just like the all-inclusive tournament. Yeah.
Yeah. Do it for 1 year and then just prove to people that, okay, it's just like the bodies at UC are different. Than the bodies at Ohio State.
Like the year they got Florida when Tim Tebow was on an absolute rampage, lost like 56-0.
That by the way, that was when Brian Kelly left for Notre Dame.
And oh
he just
yeah.
Basically up and he told UC I'm staying. Then he left for Notre Dame, and not only did he leave, he left before the bowl game. So
hey,
he said, "See ya," and I'm out. And they were coming.
That was fantastic.
So I think that the like gap would be a little bit different between like Ohio State or something in Cincinnati than in, like Ohio State against like BYU. Like,
oh, for sure.
Like Cincinnati would be more competitive against an Ohio State or an Alabama or something than
they'll pull within 40.
So instead of like 56-0, it'd be like 42-0.
Yeah, we've seen that before.
Yeah, I was going to say, last time UC played Ohio State, was that last year?
Yeah.
42-0. All right, what do you want me to do? There are not that many different people.
They should run the score touchdowns offense. Like, why are they not running that?
Hey, why are you not an OC right now, Kev?
I submitted my NCAA football resume.
Someone get this dude a clipboard.
I had 8 touchdowns in NCAA football 14. Or 8 championships, I'm sorry. 8 of them.
Like, speaking of, like, the score touchdowns offense, like, can we give credit to Zach Taylor for running the run the kickoff back offense? Keeping Brandon Allen off the field.
Hey, listen, it's a good offense. It's a good play.
Is Randy not fat anymore?
Beer gut Randy. He's still got it.
I think he's big boned Randy, guys.
He's built like the perfect kicker. Little legs, big beer belly.
I watched the Browns play the Jaguars today. The Jaguars. Sneaky thick kicker. He's not all the way. He's thick.
How many C's?
3, 4.
I'm gonna go 3 C's.
3 C's.
8 C's. This guy's a solid 3 C's.
Randy's the 2 C's repeating. Like, yeah. You know, like 0.9 repeating. Andy's like the C repeating. Or freaking Randy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, whoa.
Fat Andy. I just called him Fat Andy.
I'm like 100 pounds.
Fat Randy and obese Andy. Love to see it.
Oh, man. But,
I want to make Sebastian Janikowski, because that dude was a hoss. He was a Janikowski.
Is Sebastian Janikowski the only guy who's been – was he the only guy who's been drafted in the first round? Was that him? The only kicker who's been drafted in the first round?
He was a first-rounder.
I think so.
Imagine wasting a first-round pick on a kicker.
Is it him or Shane Leckler?
That's almost as bad as wasting a fourth-round pick on Ryan fucking Finley.
I mean, we're the Bengals, and we drafted John Ross in between Christian McCaffrey and Patrick Mahomes, so.
John Ross would have had his own island if he would have ran in the right shoes during that draft. So, I mean, yeah. It was worth a shot.
Well, the Raiders did pick a guy first overall because he can throw from his knees, for what it's worth. I don't see a lot of quarterbacks in games throwing from their knees. Just saying.
The tough thing is I can't say anything about Jamarcus Russell's because his last game at LSU, he absolutely dismantled Notre Dame.
It was so bad.
That he did.
41-14. Brody Quinn took Notre Dame to the Sugar Bowl. I thought Notre Dame was finally going to beat the BCS Bowl and all that kind of stuff.
I miss Charlie Weiss.
Us out back.
I miss Charlie Weiss so much.
I love Notre Dame's thinking when it was like Charlie Weiss's first or second year. He won 11 games with someone else's recruits and then gets a 15-year extension.
Kevin Ollie rule.
Just paying him like 2 years ago.
He walked into Notre Dame and had Brady Quinn, Jeff Samardzija, like the whole cast of everybody. Yep. And, oh, yeah, like.
He goes 10-2 and then wins the whole game.
Yeah.
Charlie Weiss is a genius. That's like Darren Williams stopped getting paid by the Nets like last year. He's been making like $5 million a year from the Nets since like 2013.
Well, but that's what, like, so. But this is the last thing I'm going to say about Charlie Weiss. Charlie Weiss.
We're talking about Charlie Weiss in 2020.
Charlie Weiss. It's tough when you have a head coach who looks genuinely surprised every time his team scores a touchdown. Like, every time he scored a touchdown, damn, I swear to God. He throws his hands up. He goes,
he hit the lotto.
Did he just score a touchdown?
Yes!
He'd never go for two because he'd hold the one up and be like, well, this is never going to happen again, so let's just take the extra point while we can get it.
He made me laugh like that girl from what's that show with Rob Dyrdek on it?
Ridiculousness.
He made me laugh like that blonde chick on it, dude. That laugh was ugly.
Chanel West Coast.
Yes, dude. That is a brutal laugh.
Yeah.
That is the Andy's wallpaper of laughs.
Hey, that wallpaper's elite.
Yeah, he took it easy on Andy's wallpaper. I'm a fan.
He's a fan.
You've had sex in that room. That just kills me. I can't get over that. Hey, how is that even possible?
Jason, no, he hasn't. Let's just be honest here.
Well, playing a little one-on-one, you know. I can just see in my head him bringing a girl in there, turning the lights off, and they all just glow in the dark.
I bet they're light in the dark. Like they glow in the dark too. When he turns the light off, I bet that like you can see the tracks.
Honestly, I need that.
Gorgeous, dude. I will pay for that to be a thing.
Can we get that fundraiser started? Can we like get a GoFundMe?
I'm working on it.
We're gonna get Broken Anchor started for Andy's wallpaper to get glow in the dark dump trucks.
Stand up what you believe in, boys.
Yeah, exactly. So All right, guys, let's get to what you guys do best. Let's get into Big East basketball. Let's talk. Villanova did not look great. I still think they're the best team in the conference. Do you guys? I mean, are we in agreement there? Probably.
I mean, they're fine. They're gonna be fine.
They're gonna be just fine.
Count Nova Villain, whatever the fuck his name is. You can calm down.
Your dump trucks get girls wet. I mean, come on.
We
need this on the female brain, by the way. Can we talk dump trucks on the female brain?
Yeah, we'll get one.
You walk into a guy's room and there's dump trucks on his wall, and they glow in the dark. from one to Niagara Falls, what are we?
Yeah, exactly. So, what were we talking about?
Big East hoops.
Yeah. So, Villanova, still the best team in the country. Creighton, did they play? I honestly didn't.
Creighton's not played yet.
Creighton ball right now. As we are speaking, when we started recording, there at halftime, and they're running that make shots offense. They can hit buckets.
Creighton's got a very good offense.
In the first half.
A lot of shots this year. I don't like it at all. This guy Marcus Zagorowski guy is the most annoying person to ever watch a basketball game.
I've heard of him.
It's even more annoying because you think you defended him well, and then he just throws some bullshit shot up and makes it. It happened to us about 14 times last year. I wanted to wring his neck.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that makes sense. Creighton's going to be very good this year. I don't want to get too ahead of myself.
Who's your third team, Joe?
Final four.
I don't want to get too ahead of myself. Ben?
He's going to get ahead of himself.
I feel like I'm going to get ahead of myself here.
Narrator, he got ahead of himself.
We play against Oakland. And I left that game thinking, I don't think it's capable for us to miss a jump shot. I think we are going to go through the whole rest of the year and not miss a jump shot.
Final four now.
Xavier is final four good. And then in the second game against Bradley, the first possession of the game, we run that little pick and pop with Fremantle. We get a Fremantle, and all right, more of the same. We're gonna.
I almost just died right there. These.
So okay, so the Oakland game happens, and then
let me say this.
Yeah, go for it.
I was a full on believer that Xavier might be a decent basketball game after watching them play Oakland,
dude. I was on the title.
Then the next
two
games happened.
Yeah, and then the next two games happened. But the title of my blog after the Oakland game was like, dude, can they miss a jump shot? Is that possible?
Would have destroyed Allen Iverson's Georgetown Hoyas.
Yes!
They would have. Not this team. The 17-18 team would.
Going
have.
Away.
I still get shit for that blog, by the way.
I love it.
I still get crap for it.
So good.
But. Yeah, I mean, I think Xavier, if they play like they can against Oakland for most games, which they're not going to be able to do, but if they can play,
they're 1-for-3 at this point.
if they can play well, I think what that game said was they can play with just about anybody in the Big East outside of maybe Villanova and Creighton.
It showed a ceiling for sure. But I will say, though, that everyone in the Xavier Invitational ran Oakland off the fucking floor.
That's true. That's a good
destroyed
point.
Them. But last year's team would not have done that. I mean, last year's team wouldn't have thrown that ball in the ocean, you know?
No.
So I think you saw a lot, but also three noon games in a row. What can you really take from that?
Yeah. I mean, I think we saw a ceiling. I think we saw what they can do. I think when Xavier plays well and when they – you know, when that new offense that Travis Steele has going, when they're hitting those kind of shots and when those shots are falling, I really do believe that they can make an argument for that 3-4 slot.
We need Tandy, man. With Tandy on, it's a different team.
Yeah, we really saw that in the Bradley game, and he wasn't hitting, and it was kind of
didn't play the last 12 minutes, dude. Steele buried him.
He was out of it.
Yeah,
his mentality wasn't there. You can kind of he was a little bit hesitant. He hit that mid range though. It was a huge mid range shot to kind of bring us back. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it took the lead to brought us within one, but it was a 1-point game after that. And that helped us get enough momentum. But then after that, he was gone.
Yeah. I think Xavier, if they can score enough points, obviously, I think they're going to be just fine on defense. I think
so. That, score enough points will be fine. Nothing more than that. All right. So keys to the game, Joe Laughlin's keys to the game: yeah. Score enough points, play enough defense, rebound enough.
Mick Cronin's pissed right now, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. All right, listen, Mick Cronin tells all: points are not necessary to win a basketball game.
What I really want to know is, Andy and Jason, how do you feel about my troll job? What, it was a week and a half ago on Twitter?
Oh, the Ben Stanley stuff?
Yeah.
Run it up, man. That was hilarious, dude. For about 15 seconds, my heart just absolutely dropped. That was awesome.
I was just preparing you guys for the actual news later that day.
Well, it literally played. Came later the day, in the day.
Hurt, dude. It hurts when your sources don't come through, because we had sources.
Yeah.
We did have sources.
Extreme Family Chat had sources.
Yeah. I'm not going to say who it
incredible
was.
Verified sources.
Speaking of sources, we actually did have a source come through who told us about the Xavier COVID stuff beforehand.
You should have broke the story.
That's what I said. That's what I said. But nope, we were all too scared.
Imagine being wrong about that.
Well, but like, is that legal?
Yeah.
You have the dump truck. You got to pull the dump lever, bro. You can't leave the dump truck in the garage, man. You got to deploy that shit.
Oh, she'll pull the lever, all
right. Damn right.
Well, but like, I just didn't like. I felt like there was some kind
I hear
of
you.
Something.
It was risky.
Yeah.
Well, what held me back is like what could possibly be more embarrassing than being the guys that might
we're
get
wrong.
COVID? Like. They're being held out for COVID in such a vulnerable season where like it can get shut down at any point.
Yeah,
you don't want to release guys' names in embarrassment. One, I think it might violate HIPAA because it's medical.
No, but they didn't test positive though. They were just in close contact.
They didn't.
So we weren't releasing any medical information.
Well, especially when I saw CJ Wilcher's mom later, she was pissed.
Run it up. We're good. Confirmed.
Because the other thing too is I think if we break that stuff going forward, it should be from a personal account instead of the brand account, because the Broken Anchor fully as a brand isn't a sports centric
or a burner.
Yeah, I mean I think maybe maybe you know what, maybe we'll just make every source that we get, every kind of information that we get, we'll just send it to a cat burner and have that.
I'm making Broken Burner as we speak, by the way.
Just the Broken Anchor logo on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
That's perfect.
But yeah, man, I like watching Xavier play. We definitely saw a ceiling there. The rest of the Big East looks like the same as it is most years, where I think honestly 3 through 9
cannibals.
If you take out DePaul and Georgetown, pretty much everybody else that isn't really a gimme game.
100%.
I
think Butler's half a step back, but they're not a gimme at all.
I'll love it when you guys play against DePaul or Georgetown now and you guys lose.
Ben, this happens every single year.
We don't lose. Yeah. We haven't lost. I don't know what it's like to lose. I am rooting for the number one football team in the country, the number one basketball team in the country. I don't know what it's like to lose.
Coastal Carolina and Xavier, baby.
I think the Big East in general is going to be kind of a dogfight in the middle there, but I think Xavier made a stronger case than people are giving him credit for.
See, I had us as an underrated team from the beginning. People had us 7th. I had us about 5th or 6th.
Guys,
so,
we beat 2 sub-100 teams by an accumulated 4 points. Just
here's the thing.
I don't feel great right now.
We're missing.
I know Mr. Positivity over here, stay positive, test negative, is running us up as a Final Four, lock.
I'm not saying we're a Final Four
good.
Team.
I do not feel good at all.
We're a Final Four team. I'm saying we are a middle-of-the-pack Big East team. Like, but we are also Elite 8 team. In the center. Yeah, so that's an Elite 8 team, obviously.
Checks out.
But I do think our ceiling rose. I had us as a tournament team that has the ceiling of a Sweet 16. Now I see us as a tournament team that has the ceiling of an Elite 8.
So the ceiling's not the roof.
The ceiling is not the roof, apparently not. And I don't know who the hell said that. I don't know what kind of credentials that guy thinks he has, or what NBA team he owns, or what how many championships he has.
How many balls are on his team? Years. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does have balls.
Joe, why don't you take it back over here real
quick? Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pass it to Joe.
We're going off the rails here.
Get back to the point, Carl. Let's reset the audio.
Joe looks a little bit confused.
Well, no, I like it said my audio went out for a second, so I didn't talk for a couple minutes.
You look like Marvin Lewis.
It didn't look good. He was real Charlie Weiss vibes coming out of Joe.
If they can hear me.
Just go for one, man. We're never going to
score. It was a flag. Again. It was holding. We're coming all the way back, Joe.
Just so you guys know, we are trying new stuff this week. So if Joe messes up, if there's no podcast, like if you aren't hearing any of this, come tomorrow morning.
Guys, I have a microphone. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah, dude. The amount of I was so impressed to see Andy or Cap finally using the microphone that we got him.
I hate this.
This is magical. This is magical what we're seeing.
Why am I not underwater walking around with my phone like a psychopath right now? This sucks.
Like last night. Why are we not here in a microwave right now?
Yeah, why am I not microwaving spaghetti mid podcast? Guys, yeah. Bad radio is good radio now. Get with the times.
I have a Big East storyline so you guys are grabbing onto that you guys saw this week that
Ball's undefeated. All kinds of good stuff. I just love like the meme, like, you know, from We Are the Millers, like, you guys are getting paid. DePaul's like, you guys are playing games?
Yeah. Yeah. I think DePaul is thinking, well, if we don't play any games, then we won't lose. Any games.
They just wait for their top four recruiting class.
Who needs to make shots offense? We're not playing games.
If you don't lose games, then one, we don't have to fire our coach that we've almost fired for the past 4 years.
Top 10 recruiting class.
And two, we don't have to lose games.
I think the Big East is what we expected. They are who we thought they were.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's anything crazy. To me, it's just like the anarchy of it all. You know, yeah. Like San Fran, Illinois, Ohio, Pepperdine, just absolutely loving it. JP McCura tweeting about Mick Cronin, Xavier tweeting at that guy, calling him a clown. Like, that's just the kind of stuff I'm here for.
So last question I got for you guys, and then Ben, if you got anything else, you can ask it too. Is Xavier going to win the Crosstown Shootout by 10 or 20 points?
30.
Gotcha.
I'm feeling this game's going into triple overtime.
God damn it.
Or we're win by 30 take it, overtime?
I can't take it. Now, Joe, I want to talk to you about what the fuck UC is thinking, because that will be Xavier's sixth game, the Crosstown Shootout. It'll be UC's second game, with their first game being 4 days prior.
And against Come On Lips.
Yeah. Like, it's there. Not even really a real game they're playing.
What are they doing?
Yeah, I
mean, I know it's the Bearcats, but like, what are we doing?
I didn't know the whole Brandon versus Steele of like where we play the game, how this is going to go down. Yeah. I didn't know like what the mentality was of like why UC was putting the deals forward that they were, because I was like, this is the stupidest deals.
That
like,
was
these
awesome.
Are the dumbest ideas I've ever seen. But then
that was the funniest video, by the way.
Yeah, but like then it got explained to me a little later is it's for the pictures and the publicity. They didn't want. Yeah. They didn't want like their turn to be their turn to have Crosstown be an empty stadium.
Sure.
They wanted like if it was at Fifth Third, they wanted it to be packed house. You know, they do the whatever the stupid thing they do.
Why would
with
you
the,
not?
This and then
so
stupid.
You suck.
So stupid.
Thank you, Andy.
But yeah, man. Ben, have you ever watched a Crosstown Shootout game? You ever watched that game?
No, I have.
It's one of the best rivalries in college sports.
It's all right.
I will say, after after we win, we got something in the works.
Oh, that's facts.
We have something in our hands. Just gotta wait until we win.
Now it's the Coop Cap.
Just a little teaser. Wow.
We do.
Just matter.
I'm excited.
Oh.
Wow. All right.
Caesar.
How about, can you tell us off air? Because I kind of, I want to know this. I want to know what's going on.
Of course.
All right, we'll discuss that.
We do write your paychecks and sign them.
That's true. That's true.
You guys are getting paid.
Well, boys, we appreciate you coming on. You guys have been killing it with the podcast. We love having you on as a, you know, part of the family and you know, part of the BA family. And you guys are welcome on anytime. Absolutely. And yeah.
Had to honor the home and home, Joe. So I appreciate you. You haven't, even though it's on a Sunday. Only thing better than playing golf is podcasting on a Sunday.
Absolutely.
All right. So that was Roll Blob. Listen, always great talking to them. But Ben, I always worry that you get a little bit like whenever we talk about Xavier stuff specifically. That I always worry that like we're kind of leaving out a little bit, but I like, did you feel that at all? Like, were you okay with it? What is your opinion on Xavier basketball talk at this point?
I mean, whenever you guys talk about Big East, like stuff, obviously I don't pay attention to it very much. So, yeah. Like, you guys are going to know what to talk about. But if I know something, I'm going to make sure my opinions know. Like I said, right. I was fully on the Xavier train Wednesday. You know, I was like, man, they handled Oakland how Oakland should be handled. Like, you know, like, all right. Then they played the next two games, and I was like, oh, no. But it's early. I mean... who knows how the entire season could get canceled by the time, you know, March rolls around.
It was just great to see college basketball being played again. Honestly, it was good to have it back. The fact that we're playing sports right now in this whole situation, like you gotta take a minute and just like stop and say like be thankful for it because that's, you know, that.
Yeah. Like I mean the NFL. Finally might have their first game that gets like actually canceled or something like with the like their 12 weeks in. I did not
all
see
of
that
Pittsburgh
happening.
Is so mad right now, so mad.
Yeah, I know, but they're like, oh yeah, it's the Ravens, but then they've had a few people test positive too, so like they're not
the Steelers
like,
have
completely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, yeah, so like the Ravens have had the actual like huge outbreak. Like they have like 20 players who are on the like COVID list, like 11 tested positive and like 10 staff members have tested positive. It's like, yeah, they're the main reason that the game's been like postponed until Tuesday. But like, and then I saw something today where the Ravens game for next week has already been moved to like Monday. So like they're going to play at like 4:30 on Monday. I'm like, okay, doubleheader Monday night too. All right.
You got to just be like anytime you get a game, like I don't think people realize like how much goes into actually getting to the point where both teams can play a game. Like it is a wild, wild thing. I mean, you have to get tested every day in the NFL. That's crazy.
Yeah. And that's where it's going to get interesting. Like football is kind of a little bit different because you can go out there and you can pick up guys off the practice squad and do that and like fill positions and like whatever. But you have these sports like basketball. I mean, if you have only 7 guys that can play or something, that's like, oof, I don't know. Yeah. That's tough, you know? So basketball is going to be a really interesting one. Like you're going to have these teams like UD completely healthy. Not like no issues, but they've had 2 or 3 games now that have been canceled because the other team has had somebody test positive.
And
so it's like, it's kind
of like the other thing too is like
luck of the draw.
And I guess the whole thing about it is like a lot of college coaches are saying like they don't want to, they're like too proud to do it. But like, let's say Xavier and UD both get games canceled on them. And they need to fill a slot. Like, what is stopping them from just saying like, hey, let's like just come to our place, we'll play.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a very like real possibility come later on the season.
I mean, people are
like, that's a whole lot easier to do than like, I don't know what the, was it BYU in Cincinnati or something people were saying that should play last week or so? There was
BYU in Washington.
Yeah, like something like that. Like, that's okay. So like, that's a whole lot easier. The basketball portion of that's a whole lot easier to do than like the football portion of that. Because like basketball, okay, you got 11 guys or whatever, plus a few staff members. You just got to get them on a bus and ship them down to, you know, Cincinnati or Dayton or whatever, you know. Where football, okay, you have 60 guys that play on the team. You got however many staff members. You got all this equipment. Yeah. Like, you got – so, like, I think we could see some, like, very fun kind of matchups this year between schools that are, like, get games canceled. They need to play each other. Like, this could be the year we get Dayton versus Wright State.
Ooh. The Gem City Jam, one of the most underrated rivalries, Ben, in the history of college sports.
Get it on a new. I would assume they'd play it at a neutral site.
Of course,
you know
it's too big of an event, like, Ben.
So I don't. We'll see what happens. Should be. We're at the very beginning of a very, very long basketball season.
So that's the show. We are. Last week was a little lighter on the content. We are back this week fully. Winter forecast all the way back. Female brain all the way back on all platforms.
New series for Ben's Holes possibly coming up next weekend.
Definitely coming up.
Most likely.
99% coming up.
If it doesn't, then you might not get a Ben's Holes next weekend, but just know the one that you'll get the week after that is
fire.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, we're back to normal on the blogs this week and all content and all the kind of stuff. So make sure you're tuned in for that. And other than that, let's go have the best week of all time.
Hell yeah.